Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Vague and Unconvincing, a pop culture podcast. I am your host, Wim, and thank you for joining me this week. I want to cover a few topics, Incredibles 2, some Star Wars news as always, and some new Netflix series that I'm checking out. First things first, I had a PET scan a couple of weeks ago, and I'm very happy to say that I am still cancer-free. I have a lot of side effects that I'm kind of still working through, but it's good to be in remission. Hopefully, this is going for good. I want to thank everybody for your support. When people are fighting similar battles, you always hear about how even the smallest things matter, and it's the truth, they do matter. All the words of encouragement, all the Facebook and Twitter love, I can tell you how much it has meant both to myself and my wife. So thank you to everyone. This old man is humbled and honored to have you as friends, and thank you for listening and caring. Now on to some pop culture news. I've been binging some Netflix series recently. Started watching season 2 of Luke Cage, and about halfway through that, great story so far, and I absolutely love the music. That is the piece that sets it apart from every other superhero show, as almost as the music itself is its own character. Kind of wish they would move a little quicker on Misty Knight, but it is going good so far, and like I said, I'm more than halfway through it. There have been a few new drops also, new episodes of Nailed It. Now, Nailed It is a baking competition that does competitive bake contests, but the contestants are amateurs, and most of the times they're bad bakers, so the final product always ends up looking horrible. It's really funny. It can be really funny, depending on how difficult the final project is. I like baking shows and baking competition shows, so this is totally up my alley. It's a fun watch, especially when everything goes wrong. Season 2 started a little different. They actually have decent bakers on the first episode whose final results really weren't that bad. They looked too good to be on that show. I was thinking, I hope the rest of the season isn't like this. I hope they got really bad bakers, because the baking train wrecks is kind of what makes it funny. Spoiler, they don't. So the last show is a hot mess. So if you're having a rough day and you're going to laugh at other people's bad baking, tune in. It's a perfect show for you. There's also a season 2 of GLOW, The Glorious Ladies of Wrestling. It's a fictional take on the series from the late 80s, early 90s, starring Alison Brie and Marc Maron. Both of those guys are awesome. I like how Maron's character always seems to pull some humanity out, because you're not really expecting it. He's such a horrible guy through the whole show. And then once in a while, he does stuff unexpected and makes you like brings you back to the character, and really well done. They do have one episode that is exactly like the show used to be back in the day. There's these really bad, cheesy raps and music going on, and really bad comedy sketches, and they, you know, fortunately they only do that for one short episode, so you can weather through that. You watch the rest of the season and it's just good stuff. I finished it in 2 evenings. I probably would have finished it in 1 if I had realized that new episodes were there earlier. So it's a quick watch, funny stuff, and I highly recommend that. In theaters, the wife and I and Michael went and saw Incredibles 2. Yes, you heard that right. The wife and I went on a date, and we brought Michael along with us. Someday he's going to grow up and be a real boy. go in movies on his own. Seriously, though, we had a great time. The movie was perfect. I liked it. It's not as good as the original, but certainly a good movie and well worth the money. It's an animated movie, so you can take that 14 years off and feel like nothing happened in between. I like the design of the movie too. It's got that like sleek 50s look, futuristic 50s look. That's really cool. You know, Phantom Menace did the same thing where they had those designs where they wanted to make it look new, but it's old. Really cool stuff. I love how they do that. It's for kids. All the kids in the theater that I saw that were sitting around us really enjoyed it. We're having a good time. Gonna peg the villain right away. Some of the other kids did too, and they were so happy when that dropped and that character was revealed. Is it the best animated movie ever? Is it the best Pixar movie ever? No, but it was a lot of fun. And if you're criticizing this movie, you have no fun ever. This weekend, I'm hopefully going to see Ant-Man and the Wasp. So the next episode, I should cover that. Me and Michael are going to go see that as we usually do. I did want to add some Star Wars news also. This just in, hot off the presses, insiders have said that Lucasfilm has stopped pre-production on movies they never confirmed they had started. So let's talk about real Star Wars news now. StarWars.com announced that the Fan Awards, honoring fans' creativity and the many ways fans express their love for that galaxy far, far away, are going to be presented with awards. Presenting these awards will be Chuck Wendig. I kid, he's not. He's horrible. He's not going to do that. He's a jerk. Now, there are multiple categories, so jump right in and add some of yours. It looks fun. I know I'm going to add the pet pictures because I have a picture of one of my dogs, Bailey, dressed as an Ewok. That is fantastic. I'm going to submit that to the pet photos. There's cosplay, some movie animation awards, and I'm excited to see all these and see how they come together and have the fans be rewarded for being good fans. A sad note to that is kind of Ahmed Best had tweeted about his struggles with depression and suicidal thoughts over his treatment on his portrayal of Jar Jar. Personally, I like Phantom Menace. I just kind of wish that his character was kind of like pushed back a little bit, maybe some editing, and there wasn't so much of him, so it wasn't so in your face, and he would have been much more appreciated. And remember, Star Wars movies are for kids. They're for, it's, as Lucas used to say, they're written for a 12-year-old boy. So if a 12-year-old to me is watching that and having fun, then I'm off. I'm bad if I don't like it. But he was having struggles, and a lot of people were, have been for a long time, really cruel to the guy. And he's, there's by no means a reason to blame Ahmed for any of that. He was just playing a character and the best way he thought. He tried to bring it to life as much as he could. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the character, but I would never tweet at him and tell him he's horrible or he ruined my childhood. If you do that, you're a jerk. I remember watching Leno back in the day, back in when it came out, probably around 99, and Brian Posehn was on, and he was talking about how Phantom Menace and Lucas had killed his childhood. I mean, come on. Really? You're the problem. That's the problem. Ahmed, you're awesome, so don't listen to those jerks. And we're with you. Go to Celebration. You'll see the love for people happy. I think Hayden Christensen found that out also when he went and did the fan stuff, and the fans were behind him 100%. You're probably going to see that with Kelly Marie Tran. Hopefully she goes to Celebration. We can show her that we're good fans and we appreciate the work that she does. Even if you don't care for the character that much, you certainly care for her. And she was just such a bubbly personality, and such a fun person at celebration that saddens me to know that a couple of years were causing her to leave. So you guys are awesome. Now, they have been a couple of casting leaks, supposedly. Now, none of them have been confirmed by Lucasfilm as of yet. First off, various outlets are reporting that Billy Dee Williams will be reprising his role as Lando Calrissian. Even making StarWars.net also had some connected some dots as Billy Dee had canceled some Comic-Con appearances that he always did, but he wouldn't be doing this year, and they would have coincided with when filming was happening on Episode 9. So they're kind of putting two and two together, saying that he had been cast and will be in Episode 9. I hope so. I'd love to see him. I would assume this would be for Leia's funeral in my own head canon, but let's be real. They have to resolve that storyline. I think the best way is off camera, personally. Respect to my princess. Keep it off. I don't want to see that. I know she's passed already. It already kicked me in the gut once. I don't need to be kicked again. I think that's the best way. Variety is also reporting that Kerry Russell is being cast in Episode 9. Still in early talks, though. Lucasfilm, of course, has not confirmed anything. We know JJ has already pitched the story, and filming should begin, I believe, at the end of the month. So these should be confirmed soon. People put it together and get probably photographs of her going on set is usually when that happens. But fan rumors are already swirling that she could possibly be Rey's mother, and I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe more of an older sister that she didn't know about than her mother. I think that would work better. I don't think JJ would blatantly go against Ryan's story like that. After all, JJ was an executive producer on Episode 8, and I'm sure he had approval on Ryan's script, and if there's anything he wanted to veto, he probably could. He put his foot down. So I don't think he's gonna kick Ryan like that. Russell has worked with JJ previously on Felicity and on Mission Impossible 3. Again, nothing confirmed, but Variety is reporting it. As filming gets kind of closer, we should have more concrete news. And other movie news. Keanu Reeves revealed John Wick 3's official title, John Wick 3 Parabellum. Okay, first movie was great. Second was good. And I hope we go back to great. Any movie that the main character just taps everyone because they killed his dog is awesome in my book. I'm down with that. Let's do that. So, I'm looking forward to the. I think that's separate from the television show, which is going to take place around the hotel, I believe. Hopefully, they'll get filming on that in the theater. It was always a, it's a good watch. Okay, so I've wasted enough of your time. I did want to say happy 100th episode to one of my favorite podcasts, The Sith List. They always read my emails, and I send them a voice email on their 100th episode to coincide with that. And, so congrats, guys. 100 episodes, you're great. So keep going on that. I also purchased tickets to Kevin Smith's Bogarthon on August 2nd. It's a 5-movie marathon, Kevin Smith movie marathon, I should say, with a post-movie podcast for each movie. Since I was an OG board member, back in the early 2000s, I was afforded an opportunity to purchase tickets a little bit before they went on sale, like a whole 20 minutes. So I did that. I bought a ticket for myself and my wife. Not sure if she's going to go, but we'll see. We do have some up and coming plans for New York City to see some Broadway shows. My wife's favorite movie is Pretty Woman, and that is opening on Broadway. So I, for her birthday, purchased her tickets to see that, and we're going to do that at the end of the month. On my birthday, which is in the first week of June, we went down and we saw Dear Evan Hansen in Chicago. Dear Evan Hansen was phenomenal. I loved the music to that. The percussion parts and the drum parts are just phenomenal. That's what I like about it so much more. Good songs, good tunes. I don't think it's going to age very well. It was a lot of social media heavy type of thing. So who knows where we'll be in 10 years with that. So it might look dated in a few years. Chicago is Chicago. It's, my wife loves it, therefore I love it. So it's no Phantom of the Opera. But it's also no Mamma Mia either. So, and the women are practically naked, so we can't complain about that. You know, so I'll certainly sit through that. That it's not a hard sell for me to go see that play anytime on there. But keeping in that theme, this edition of my top five, we're going to do my top five Broadway albums. How about that? Broadway soundtrack, so to speak. Number five, I'm going to go with Dear Evan Hansen. I know I just saw it, but I really dig the tunes. There's a couple of tunes on there that are just so memorable, and they play back in your head so many times. It's good stuff. You can't get them out. So, number five. Number four, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. There's a couple songs on that are just phenomenal. Origin of Love is really cool, and, you know, Sugar Daddy, good stuff, good music in there all around. Hard Rock, good going. Number three is, I'm going to be a little biased on this one since my cousin wrote the book, is Wicked. The first time I saw that, I was talking about that, and just like, is it me, or am I just biased, or is this good? And, you know, it turns out it's this good. So the music is really strong. Songs, Defying Gravity is just fantastic. If you've never seen it before, and the first time you watch it, you dig music, the hair on your arms is going to raise at that. And that's right before the first intermission. They certainly go out with a bang. You know, the first time we saw it, this was back in 2000. My wife and I went down when Greg had his family night. We saw it before it opened, and when that happened, and that scene came up, and we're kind of like, everyone in my family is kind of looking at each other like, is it really that good, or are we just biased type of thing? But it's really that good. For number two, I haven't seen this play yet, but my wife and I are scheduled to see that next year. It comes to Proctor's in Schenectady, Proctor's Theater, Hamilton. I love the fact how they kind of made hip hop into this play taking place in the 1700s, the late 1700s, you know, and the history of it. It stays pretty much true to the history. They changed a little of the facts, but good stuff. Really dig the music, the play all together. Number one for me is Rent. I love the music to Rent. The songs are just fantastic. One song, Glory, Seasons of Love, all that. It's just good stuff. It's really good music. That creeps in your head, too. And the whole soundtrack from beginning to end will creep in there. You can listen to it over and over again. It's really good stuff. So, Rent is my number one. Thank you again for listening to the show. I really, really appreciate it. As always, the show is sponsored by Stephanie's Country Candles, hand-poured country candles, and more. Visit us online at stephaniescountrycandles.com. That's STEPHANIE, no apostrophe S, countrycandles.com. You email the show at vagueandunconvincing@gmail.com. Follow the show on Twitter at unvaguepod. My personal Twitter is at thewim. And on Facebook, we are facebook.com/vagueandunconvincing. If you follow us on those platforms, I really don't spam you out too much. I'll just show you when new episodes drop and everything. So it won't be too much. It'll just kind of give you a heads up what's going on. All right, so give us a follow and contact us if you got any questions or if you'd like to, you know, possibly join in one night and talk some pop culture stuff, whatever it is. It'd be fun to talk about, even stuff that I'm not knowledgeable on, which is basically everything but Star Wars. So you can throw me to the wind on that. So until next time, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share, no, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass, I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. Doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass. Falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?